Friday, you're out pounding the pavement every morning with Jake, who's doing 31 marathons in 31 days. Well done. You're not looking as purple today.
Yeah, no, been doing it all week and just an inspiration. If you talk about Gold Coasters that do things just because they want to help others in the community, this story that I've learned over the last week has been remarkable. And Jake, the face behind it, he's an inspiration to a lot of people.
Absolutely. It's been a massive month for Jake. And if you've missed Spider running nice and early, here is Jake's story so far.
2 years and 8 months ago, Jake Malby was tormented by anxiety and depression and suicidal thoughts, and he found the joy of running. He's now an ultra runner.
Thanks for having me on.
You're running 31 marathons in 31 days. Every day of August, you are running a marathon.
All for a good cause, mental health charity Living. What they do for the community, the least I can do is use my legs to create this much-needed awareness for the charity.
Jake, you're a good man. It's very close to your heart. You've suffered, you know, in very horrendous ways.
It was in 2016. It was the toughest time of my life. I was, going to take my life. Every day I got to get up, be 7 a.m. Down the Pirate Park, because I'm running for someone as well. So I dedicate a marathon to a person every day. So today is dedicated to Janine for losing her son Benny to suicide last year.
Oh, wow.
So I've got all the right reasons to be running.
I'll jump on board. Okay. That's the least I can do.
Mate, we can do that. Let's do that.
Spider, great effort on your behalf too. Well, we've been checking in with Jakey every day, but you've decided, no, I want to be at the heart centre of it all with Jakey, that cold face.
Jakey, who's running beside me. Jakey, it's great to see today. You've got some great people running beside you, plus a lady here running a marathon for the very first time today.
Since the start of the project, I've had well over 25 people do their first ever marathon, which is super special in itself. Just people are finding that belief within themselves, and they've got the want to do it, so it's truly amazing.
One thing I've noticed about this journey, the amount of support that I've had, the supporters are what really pulling me through to the finish line, and that just goes to show how much mental health has affected someone, whether it be themselves or a family member or, you know, a friend. So, yeah, it's around us. It's everywhere. I've got all the right reasons to be running.
Jake Malby, what a superstar.
A superstar on so many levels, and you're out with him every day.
Yeah,
Spider.
You can't underestimate it. And I know that he's raising money as well. And he said, you know, it's not all about the money. Sometimes it's about the stories to get people to come out and just talk about mental illness. But, yeah, just spending the last week with him, you see how many lives he's just changed by running a marathon. And don't underestimate running a marathon a day for every 31 day. Days. It is like unbelievable.
It really is, but the fact that he's so courageous to do that, but on top of that, as a bloke, I think it takes a lot for an Aussie bloke to share how you really feel.
Yeah.
And that's why he's shining a spotlight on that, which is amazing.
So, yeah, livin.org is the organisation he's running for. And if you do want to donate, I mean, he's not asking for money. He's doing it for his own reasons and running for people every day. But if you want to find out more info on that, everydayhero.com. And then just search for 31 marathons. Jake Malby is his name. He's only got 3 marathons to go.
Wow.
And
yeah, well,
again tomorrow.
Halfway through today, and then, got Thursday, Friday, and the end one on Saturday.
Kicking off at the Pirate Park every morning.
Pirate Park, 6 o'clock every morning.
Yep. Wow.
All right. Good on you, Jake. Absolute legend.